Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. This is Sister Debbie. Blessings, blessings to you. Welcome one and all. I welcome every single solitary one of you. Amen. I'm going to be sharing my story. I'm going to be exposing the darkness. I'm going to be bringing the light. Amen. So you definitely want to listen up. Amen. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to camp ministering angels about me now, angels of protection. Father, God, cleanse me, purge me, purify me, saturate me in your blood, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will speak to the nation. You will speak to the people. You will encourage. You will speak to your people. You will reprimand. You will do that, whatever you want to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. The scripture we're going to be looking at is 2 Corinthians 11:3. It says, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. And so we need to understand, believers, we need to understand when Jesus told us, when God told us that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, when Jesus Christ spoke the word to the serpent and the serpent left, and God told us to meditate on his word day and night. He wasn't just talking, honey. He was preparing us, yes, for days like right now. It's not just a mental exercise, honey, but it's for daily life. God wants us to be ready for the tactics and the insults of the enemy, the onslaught of the enemy. Listen, the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And so what am I talking about right now, honey? What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to expose that lie, that lying demon that says abortion is love, that lying demon that says abortion is health care, that lying demon that's telling women to kill their children, that has lured them off to sleep because they won't serve God, or they don't know God, or they don't know the truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. There's no other way to the Father but by me. But if they won't listen to God, they'll listen to any other voice. They'll be open to the lies and the tactics of the devil. But my job as a Christian, as a believer, and an abortion survivor, is to tell you, honey, by experience, baby, is to tell you that they are lying. Let me go ahead. I'm going to tell you a little bit my story about my struggle. I'm going to be trying to be led by the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, have your way, have your will. Amen. Let your will be done. And so let's first go to a scripture. And it's found in Genesis 3. I want everybody in Genesis 3. You don't have a Bible. That's okay. Let's listen. The Bible says in Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. And so God is saying this even today. If you don't obey his word, if you don't obey him, you're going to die. Honey, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father but by him. He already told us that the serpent was crafty. He already told us that the serpent is a liar. Jesus Christ told us Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Honey, the devil is out for you. He's out for you. Say, what the devil with the pitchfork, with the nose, with the red on, with the little pitch, with the little ears, honey, no baby. Let me tell you, he's here to deceive you. He's been killing you. Why, how is he doing that? Well, by lying to you. Every lie will kill, will slowly and kill somebody. That's why we have to stop a lie in his track. The devil is already putting out these misnomers. He's already putting out these euphemisms. He's already calling good evil and evil good. He said it. Yeah. He's saying it through these people, this national law institute or whatever this company is, of these people who said this. Let me try to see if I can bring it up online on my computer where it says, oh my goodness, this is the National Women's Law Center. And it says it reminds every woman that abortion is love and justice. That's a lie from the pit of hell, honey. Jesus Christ is just, as a matter of fact. He's everything. It says it in Colossians 1:15. And God knows I want to read it with everything in me. I want to read that scripture, honey. The Bible tells you God has made unto me wisdom, honey. And you need to listen to me. Let me tell you, listen to what God says first and foremost. But God says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I believe I'm going to share my testimony, but let me share this with you, that God is everything. His word is absolutely true. He tells us that Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. And my job as a Christian, my job as a believer, my job as an attempted abortion survivor is to let you know, honey, and I do know something about the Dobbs case. What I do know about the Dobbs case and I want to read a little bit of it. I'm going to read Jay Sekulow. He's an attorney. I'm going to read a little bit what he has written about the Dobbs case that happened December the 1st, and we all know about that. Many believers were out in Washington, D.C. on the steps of Washington coming against that evil, vile spirit of them trying to continue on with their abortion, pro-abortion rights, and we know that the Holy Ghost will intervene every time casting the devil out, because greater is he than it's in us and he that's in the world. Let me read what it says. It says, oh, dear Jesus, Father God, let me get my hands on it, Holy Spirit. Let me get my hands on it, because I got a couple of things here. It says, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a major abortion case, and here's the case. Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization is related to a Mississippi law that banned most abortions with limited exceptions after 15 weeks, which directly contradicts the 1973 landmark Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion nationwide prior to viability Roe versus Wade. And then he goes on to say, as we pointed out, lower federal courts struck the law down, citing Supreme Court cases that declare that the right to abortion prevent states from protecting children in the womb before the child is viable, even when the child is as fully developed as in babies of 15-week gestation and beyond. From there, Mississippi filed a petition seeking the Supreme Court to intervene. And so, and there's more and more. You can read about this on Jay Sekulow. You can go to his site online and get more information in reference to his information on the Supreme Court and how they have agreed to hear a major abortion case. We know they happened on December 1st. And I want to share my testimony. I'm telling you, burning in me. I want to share, but I want to tell you something. God doesn't want you to be deceived. God already told us with that first scripture that I gave everybody, that first scripture that I said. I believe I said it in 2 Corinthians. My God, 11:3 says, I am afraid. I'm afraid. Come on, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ, what is true. Listen, body of Christ. Listen, believers. Listen, I'm talking to you. Listen, this is not to shame you. This is not to put a point of fingers at you. This is to say, guard and protect your children. This is to say, awaken and sin not. This is to say that Satan is lying to you. God told us to stay in the Bible. This is for one of those very reasons. Listen, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy him, and he's killing our kids. He's killing our grandchildren. He's taking them from right under our noses. He's lying to us and telling us that abortion is healthcare. Telling us abortion is love and abortion is justice. Justice. All he's doing is taking the word of God and calling good evil and evil good. God is a God of justice. He tells us that. Matter of fact, I want to read Proverbs 31. God, you know I want to share so much. And I'm going to follow you. God, I'm going to follow you. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of Jesus. And so in Proverbs 31, God, in the word of God, Father, you tell us, Father, hallelujah, what King Lemuel, what Bathsheba was saying to her son, King Lemuel, what kind of woman that he was supposed to look for, a wise woman, Father. And what you could say even before that, I think it's in verses 9-8, it says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Here's the heart of the Holy Ghost. Here's the heart of God. He says, speak up and judge fairly, defend rights of the poor and needy. But if you don't read the word of God, and if you don't know the word of God, and if you don't know what God is saying, you will not know he's all about justice, righteousness, and truth, honey. I'm here to tell you. Let me go ahead and tell you my story. I think this is a real good time to tell it right now. Let me go ahead and tell my story. Let me let go. Let me have the Holy Spirit say what you want to say through me. Amen. Then it was the week of Christmas, and I kept crying on and off. This wasn't unusual. I would do this from time to time in a childlike fashion. I had been at home due to my diagnosis with COVID, and I sat at the table to take Holy Communion, and the Lord came in. In my time with the Lord, I saw in my mind's eye a picture of myself in utero. Now, let me give you a little bit of my story. I'm an abortion survivor. My mom was a teen mother, and she didn't know. This is not about her. This about me and my survival. And so my mom took me into a room, and these women, these midwives, they tried to push me down when I was 3.5 months in gestation, and they tried to use some kind of tool to annihilate me, to kill me, to cause an abortion. But God intervened. God said, you can't have this when my hand is on her. That's what the midwife told my mother. You think I'm not going to declare it? Honey, this is like at 15 and a half weeks, and that's who this saying that they want them banned. Yeah. That's what that. Yeah. See, we're trying to make sure. We want to make sure that they ban all abortions. We want to make sure that they ban all abortions, even in the banning abortions after 15 weeks. And I'm speaking on the behalf now as an abortion survivor. My testimony. Listen, we gonna ban every single abortion. Past, present, and future. What do I mean by that? Every lie, every baby you're trying to kill in the womb, even the ones that you're saying that are not babies. And God says that they are babies, as I knew them before they were born, honey. We're going to make sure we ban abortion. I bind every lie, every deception, every lie the devil is trying to bring forward. Every lie he's trying to bring forward to say these babies are alive, honey, alive. I'm here to say that they are alive. I'm here to say that I'm one, honey. I went through some suffering. I went through some things, but let me tell you something. Like I was telling you guys in my stories, I began to share it, that the Lord showed up as I was taking Holy Communion, and the Lord showed me a picture of myself in utero. He showed me a picture, and he showed me my hand reaching for him, and I didn't even know how much that I can trust him. But then as I began to reach my hand out to God, and he let me know that I was accepted, that I can trust him. And then he showed me a big wounded heart. He showed me that this baby in utero who was me, this baby in 15 and a half weeks gestation, and he showed me with a big gaping hole in my heart. What am I saying? A big gaping hole. A hole. He's talking about an emotional wound in my heart. Honey, let me tell you, it's spiritual. That's why you people, you don't know what you're doing when you kill babies. It's not only natural. It's spiritual. Why would God give me a vision like that? Why would he give me a vision like that decades and decades and decades later? Why would I talk to you about experiencing crying and experiencing? Yeah, I'm telling my story. I don't care. And I would talk. I don't care what you think. And I'm telling you now, God showed up and he healed me. You know how he healed me? Because I felt safe enough in my wounded heart to draw my wounded heart. He drew my wounded heart into his heart. So don't lie to people and tell people that abortion is health care. Don't lie to people and tell people that abortion is love. And don't lie to people and tell people that abortion is compassion. Honey, the word compassion and womb are synonymous. If you have a womb, honey, being a woman is very important, because what that means is you suffer together. That mother and that baby, honey, they suffer together. That's what the word compassion means. That's one of the definitions of compassion. And another word is the word womb. That means in my innards, honey, I feel what that baby feels. I experience what that baby experiences. That's the heart of a mother. I'm a mother also, mind you. I'm a mother. I'm a abortion survivor. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. And I'm a truth teller. I'm going to tell it all day long. Devil, you a liar. You're going right back to the pit of hell. I was born for this. I was born for this. The Holy Ghost got me. And if I live, I live on the Christ. If I die, I die on the Christ. You ain't going to kill no babies in my on my watch. You ain't going to kill no babies in my face, lying devil. I send you back to the pit of hell. And God, I ask you right now to send angels. Angels right now about these babies and angels of protection. God, I thank you right now for bringing salvation, deliverance, and healing. God, I thank you that you are my healer. I ask you to heal everybody who's an abortion survivor. I'm asking you right now to shield and protect those babies. Maybe other people won't speak up, but I'll speak up, God. You kept me alive so I can speak up, God. And I stand in the gap for them. I say you're covered, babies. Just like Jesus Christ, he covered me. I'm asking God to cover you. He's no respecter of persons. I don't care about no demons. I don't care about no devil in hell. I care about the Holy Ghost. He has all power. He has all authority. Let me end on this note. And I'm looking for Colossians 1, God. And Lord God, I give you praise and I give you glory. And I thank you, Lord God, you're the all-wise God. You're the all-knowing God. And Lord, I lift you up on high. And God, I give you glory. And God, I magnify you. And God, until I can even get to my scriptures, God, I'm going to tell the devil he's defeated. All his euphemisms, all his misnomers, all his lies and deceptions, the truth still wins and still prevails. Let it go down in history on this day that Jesus is Lord, that the truth shall prevail, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and the baby shall live. Roe versus Wade shall be overturned. And you're not going even come through in no any other way, devil, trying to transform yourself. You a liar. You're going to come through no birth control, no kind of pills, no kind of abortion pills, and no any other kind of way, because the Holy Ghost is going to keep on exposing you as I am exposing you. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, the God, to send forth those vessels of truth, those people of honor, to speak forth your name and declare your truth. God, I lay my life down. Holy Ghost, have your way. Say exactly what you want to say. Save your babies, God, by any means necessary. Let your will be done. Let your word be accomplished. In the name of Jesus, I bind for your perfect love cast out off you. You touch me with your love, Father, and I know that you're the all-loving one, all the gracious one, the eternal one, the just one. And Father God, I give you glory. I give you praise for those and listen, believers, those of you guys in the church and women, yes, everywhere. Listen, believers, stop having abortions. Stop acting like you don't know the word of God. Stop acting like you don't hear your Father's voice. Stop acting like, stop closing your voice and refusing to hear his word when he told you to listen to his word. Listen, God is saying stop killing his babies, children, pastors. Listen, pastors, go ahead and declare and do what God called, told you to do. You better tell these, listen, I'm telling you, tell God's people what God told you to tell these people, to stop killing these kids, to stop having these abortions, to stop having this sex. Listen, outside of marriage, listen, let me tell you something. Yes, I failed. Yes, it happened with me. Yes, that was my experience. But let me tell you something. We can repent and turn to the Lord. Holy Ghost, help us, God, as we turn to you. God, we turn to you. Holy Ghost, help us. We turn completely to you. I turn completely to you, God. Use me how you want to use me. Do whatever you want to do. Somebody got to speak up, Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm an evangelist. Yes, I'm a woman of God. Yes, I'm a servant of God, Father God. But let this be done. Let it be heard in their hearing, God, that our babies will not die. They shall live and declare the works of the Lord. They shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. They shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. In case anybody forgot, in case anybody does not know, let me say this right here, and I'm going to say it in your hearing because I don't ever want you to forget this. Listen up. You can put it loud and clear. You can put it on loudspeaker. If anything, I want you to remember who Jesus Christ is. He's a risen king. He's coming back again. Body of Christ, wake all the way up. They are killing your children under your noses. They have deceived you. Listen, those of you guys who have an abortion, listen. Those of you who are allowing abortion, those of you who are, it's okay. No, it ain't okay. The devil lies. Don't let the devil lure you off to sleep. Wake up in the Holy Ghost. Wake up and let the word of God awaken you. God, the Bible says to wake up out of the sleep and let Christ shine on you. And I want you to remember this word. And I really, really, listen, I really want to read 1 Corinthians 15. God knows that he's leading me to the scripture on salvation. And that's Romans 10. Listen, if you're not saved, you want to get saved. Come on, you want to save the scripture. If you're backslidden, you need to dedicate your life to the Lord. Listen, let's go ahead and go to Romans 10:9. I got to follow the Holy Spirit and the scripture I believe he's giving me. Amen. Father, and I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for what you're saying, God, and for what you're doing. I thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. These babies will be saved. That's all that really matters is what the saving, Lord God. Yes, God, the souls of people and the saving of your baby. They can never be saved if they're never born. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word, Father, that says in Romans 10:8. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is a message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus wants to be Lord of your life. And this is one reason, listen, why you need to make Jesus Lord. So we don't make those dumb, foolish, excuse me, not thinking decisions where the devil's got us all. We focused on ourselves and what we want, that the devil's literally killing our kids. And then when we wake up, we realize, oh, I killed my baby. No, listen, I'm not here picking at anybody. I know what that's all about in more ways than you can ever, ever know. This is what I'm trying to say. Let's wake up. Let's save our generation. Let's save the generation to come. Listen, even if this isn't your experience, know that 60 million babies' lives have been lost, 60-plus million and billions all over this world. We have got to stand up, body of Christ. We have got to stand up, church. We have got to be examples. We got to wake up. So let me tell you something. God is saying in verse 10 and 11, as scripture, quote, I see 10:10, for it is written your heart, sorry, Lord, I want to start. Let me say it again because I don't want to miss one beat. I don't want to miss one beat, Holy Spirit. Where do you want me to start? 8 or 9? 9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. And Jesus, Acts 11, as scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. And so listen, my life is in his hands. He can do what he wants to do with it. And these babies will be saved. This is the only reason why I'm alive right now, is because he saved me from abortion. And so I lay my life down now to save these babies. God, save them through my life any way you want to, in Jesus' name. And devil, you can't touch my life because it belongs to the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, church, awaken and sin not. Awaken and sin not. And save these babies in Jesus' name. Amen.